I guess it is. In fact, I guess it's too wet for people who are gonna garden and so forth too. So the last thing we talked about your ancestry and so forth. Is this the house you were raised in?
No, I was a teenager when I came. 63 years old. It's 63 years old. Mm-hmm. But I lived in town, my grandmother's home. And then after she died, we stayed on in town for a while.
Mm-hmm. When you were, I'd like to talk a little bit about Montgomery right now and how it's changed since, say, you were a girl. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me just generally how Montgomery's changed since you were a girl? Just
well, it's changed all right. Well, I don't know.
For example, what were the major parts of town then?
It's changed too. We only had one street when I was coming up that had any pavement on most, and that was Pear. Everybody would ride out to the end of Pear Street, and when my brother-in-law, who lives in Chattanooga, John Crimmins, is 80, he'd be 85 years old in June. And he was courting my sister, and he'd laugh. He said, well, let's ride out to the end of Pear Street. Pear. He thought, they didn't say Perry, you know, they said Pear Street. Just cut it off, you know. And everybody went down to Harris on Conway Street, and they'd get drinks, and that street was so cars and all across the street. They couldn't keep traffic, have to go on the wrong side of the street. They'd have to do all that kind of thing. And the reason Montgomery has so many alleys and colored people and white people all mixed up together is it was built so long ago, and they had to have the servants near the homes, you know. And so that's why they had to walk back and forth to work. And we always had cooks and things, and my father always wanted his dinner at 1 o'clock. We had 1 o'clock and rice every day of the week. We called him a Chinaman instead of an Irishman because he loved rice. So.
I like rice too.
Oh, he just loved rice, and that's very good for your heart and everything.
What were the major subdivisions of Montgomery when you were a girl?
Well, now, the best part of town was going north, you know. There was Madison Avenue. What was the next street? Columbus?
No. Jefferson, was that?
Jefferson was the next one, and Columbus. And all those streets down in there, that was near a town. The town was built that way. And there was a real estate wall between two men, Mr. Pinkett and somebody else, that Capitol Heights was supposed to be the bon ton section, and they had this fuss and split up, and one of the architects said he never knew of a place that went over a viaduct that was in a fashionable place, and so they decided to go south. But the reason that they wound it this way was the soil was better. You know, that is that prairie mud. They should go out that way, and it's hard to get foundations. They crack and everything, you know. But the people have gone there, and of course it's built up. And my father told me about the Clinton College was the hayfield for the Thomases, old man Thomas hayfield. And he sold it to the college. And his son worked for the revenue department, Jet Thomas, at one time. And he has an old Thomas home on Thomas Avenue out, that beautiful old place. And he's got all that furniture in that place. It's a show place. He's dead now, but his wife's there.
Mm-hmm. When was Capitol Heights built? Do you remember when this subdivision was built?